بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الخامس عن أبي أمامة السدي بن أجلان الباهلي رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يخطب في حجة الوداع فقال: اتقوا الله وصلوا خمسكم وصوموا شهركم وأدوا زكاة أموالكم وأطيعوا أمراءكم تدخل الجنة ربكم. رواه الترمذي. This is the fifth and last hadith in this chapter of taqwa, the fear of Allah and the conscience of Allah Ta'ala's presence all the time. In it, Hazrat Abu Umama Sudi ibn Ajlan al-Bahili radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, giving the khutbah in Hajjatul Wada, that is the last Hajj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the famous sermon, the farewell sermon, and the great, great advices which Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam gave. The first thing he said, ittaqullah, fear Allah ta'ala. For that is the basis of everything. All goodness is in the fear of Allah, to be conscious of the presence of Allah, to obey the commandments of Allah ta'ala, and to stay away from the disobedience of Allah ta'ala. A person who has got that, then what will happen? Wasallu khamsakum. He will perform his five times namaz, and his namazes also he will perform for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. If a person hasn't got that fear and Allah's conscience, a person will make namaz because to please other people. Like the children make namaz because they are normally forced by the parents. Or a wife makes a namaz because the husband forces her. Or the husband makes namaz because the wife wants him to make. But with taqwa, then a person will do it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And that is what is required, whether anyone else knows is present or not, but we do our amal for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. وَصُومُوا شَهْرَكُمْ. And fast in your month, that is the month of Ramadan. وَأَدُّوا زَكَاةَ أَمْوَالِكُمْ. And fulfill the pay the zakat of your wealth. That is all the basic ibadat, which are the most important things in our life. The ibadat of Allah, for which Allah Ta'ala has created us. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah has created us for His worship. And that is why we are in this world, and we should make that the object of our life and the purpose of our life, the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We should do all the other work of deen also, but that is to establish the ibadat of Allah. And in the ibadat of Allah, the most important is namaz. So to establish namaz and to fulfill it properly. وَأَطِيُوا أُمَرَاءَكُمْ. And be obedient to your leaders, to the leaders of your country. This actually refers in a Muslim country where the leader, of course, is also a Muslim. If you will do so, تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ رَبِّكُمْ. If then you will enter the Jannat of your Rabb, the Jannat which Allah has made, and that is the object of our life. Not to get the pleasure of this dunya, even with our ibadah, it isn't to get the enjoyment and pleasure of this dunya, but really the akhirat, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and it Allah makes it manifest in the form of the Jannat which He has prepared for the righteous and those who obey Him. And now to save ourselves from the fire of Jahannam, that should be always in our foremind, that how can I save myself from the fire of Jahannam? For me, my children, my family, all of us, more than I'm worried of anything else, that I might become sick, I might become poor, I might suffer in any way. More greater than all that is that how I can save myself and my family from the fire of Jahannam. And how can I enter into the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala into Jannah? When a person will do that, then dunya's all these pleasures, we will realize they are really in vain and they are useless. No matter what they are, we will realize that they are extremely temporary also, and they are extremely very, very poor in quality also, when a person will contemplate on the great pleasures of Jannah. So that is the purpose of Allah Ta'ala bringing us in this world, and the very foundation of it all is the taqwa, the fear of Allah Ta'ala, to be conscious of Allah. We hear Adhan so many times a day, and it starts off with four takbirs, the greatness of Allah, and ends with two takbirs again. All the time the greatness of Allah and the greatness of each command of Allah Ta'ala. And it is there to remind us of our ibadah. In our namaz, in every rakat, about six times we say Allahu Akbar. If we are reading behind the imam, we are hearing it from the imam also, and we are saying it also. So during the course of the day, between 500 and 700 times we are hearing and saying Allahu Akbar. So the greatness of Allah, that consciousness should come into our heart. And we should realize that if we have spent our lives of 50, 60 years and still the Allah's greatness hasn't come in our lives, in spite of us making namaz also all the time, and the greatness of the command of Allah did not come into our hearts, and we give preference to the commands of other people over the commands of Allah Ta'ala, then it will be a very sad case. But the adhan is not just to be taken lightly. It's a great shiar, a great sign of our deen, of the presence of Allah Ta'ala. But if we just pay attention to adhan, we respect the adhan, we respond to the reply to the adhan, and we respond to the adhan, a great deal of our goodness will come to us. May Allah make us amongst those who really honor and respect the adhan and bring within us the taqwa, the fear of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala grant this to all of us and make us amongst those who have this consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, and we observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala.